Recent heavy rains have caused ponding and low spots across some fields, drowning out cash crops and leaving bare soil vulnerable as water recedes. Without action, weeds will quickly take over, but farmers have options to plant these areas and rebuild soil health. Renovo seed product expert Justin Frickte explains.
You know, for the guys that have livestock, it's a nice opportunity to come in there with a millet and at least put in a corner of a field that you can make a hay crop from. Otherwise, at least putting something like a radish, a rapeseed, maybe a legume, something in there to get a nice deep taproot to open up that ground and create water infiltration channels. It's going to set it up better for next year when you plant a cash crop.
Millet options include a single-cut German hay millet, which is fast-growing, or Japanese millet, which thrives in wetter soils.
Japanese loves those areas. It's got strong tolerance to alkaline or saline soils, and so I prefer Japanese on those acres, but it does need a little bit more time than German. So through the first part of July here, use Japanese millet on those. As it gets to the last part of July, I'd switch over and use German millet.
Other cover crops can also be seeded or even broadcast, like forage radishes. The goal is to grow something beneficial, not just weeds, to encourage root development, improve infiltration, and boost soil structure.
They're odds and end pieces, and so you get these little pockets. But I think we've seen it over time. If you do the work to plant something on there, as in a cover crop, they do start to fix themselves because of the biology that gets built.
Visit renovoseed.com or your local retailer to learn more. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.